Peter Counter, managing editor of Fine Biometrics, reporting live from FedID 2018 in Tampa. I'm here at the NEC booth with Benji Hutchinson, Vice President, Federal Operations, NEC Corporation of America. Benji, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to be here.
Fantastic. So can you tell me a little bit of what's going on here at the NEC booth?
Sure, absolutely. So we are showcasing a lot of the new biometric technologies that we have, specifically for the federal sector. Although we work across different vertical markets, we work in law enforcement, international. We also work in aviation, which is airports and airlines. But the focus for this show is federal government. So that's all the national security, homeland defense, homeland security, all those types of sectors.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so speaking of the aviation, that's sort of on topic with some of the bigger projects that NEC's been working on. You're a key collaborator on the biometric entry exit program.
Correct.
And so can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Sure, absolutely. So we've been doing that for about 2 years now, and we're at about 12 airports if you count the actual units, and we've got one back here. It's the Express Unit, which is a collection device that captures faces and it processes them as individuals leave the country. Mm-hmm. And it uses a biometric. It uses face recognition to ensure that that individual is the same one that's supposed to get on the flight and depart the country. It also is used to facilitate faster throughput for air travel, but it also ensures that individuals don't have overstay their visa. So it does a little bit of homeland security and homeland defense.
Right. Fantastic. Yeah, so that is just a solely facial recognition deployment. Are you finding now that with Apple's Face ID and the consumer technologies that there's like a gaining acceptance of facial recognition, which used to be quite controversial?
Absolutely. No, I think this is the year for facial recognition. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, over the past 10 years, you've seen it used in a lot of government sectors, whether it's for the military, the United States Department of Defense. It was used a number of ways in counterterrorism operations. But now that it's hit the consumer market, you're seeing widespread adoption. You're seeing widespread acceptance, whether it's on your phone for opening up for unlocking your phone, or whether it's for unlocking your computer. Microsoft also has a piece of technology called Hello, or if it's our technology, which you see in the airports. Mm-hmm. So you're seeing widespread adoption, and people are just more comfortable with it, and they enjoy the conveniences that it offers.
Absolutely. Of course, you are a multimodal company. What are some of the other biometric modalities you have?
Absolutely. So we actually do face, finger, iris, and palm print. We also provide voice, which is speaker recognition. We don't do a lot of that in the United States yet, but we do offer that technology. And we also are looking at a gait technology, which is like body movement identification. And so that's a brand new cutting edge technology.
Right. So like a physical behavioral.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
And so this year's FedID is a little bit different than previous ones, where they've been really emphasizing the discussions between public and private sectors.
Right.
And as somebody who's been to these conferences before, is involved in these relationships, I was wondering, why is it so important for biometrics companies to come out and actually get to know the public sector?
You know, I think this conference in particular, this one's gone through a lot of iterations. It started off as the Biometrics Consortium Conference over a decade ago. And what very few people know is a lot of the people who were here were actually here on 9/11 when it happened, or that week.
Right.
So this conference gained a lot of steam after that. And then it became the Global Identity Summit, I think that's what it was called,
yeah.
GIS. And then it came back to Washington, D.C. It was called FedID, and now it's back to Tampa. So, but the purpose of me giving that background is it truly is the concentrated federal government conference when it comes to biometrics. It truly is. You'll see all the decision makers here from all the major agencies, whether it's DHS, the U.S. Army, the National Security Agency. You're going to have people here from FBI, all across the U.S. federal government. This is the show to come and be a part of that and talk to decision makers.
Absolutely. Great. Yeah. Completely agree. And has this been a great year for NEC. I think it has been.
It has been.
Evidently.
It's been a good year. It's been a good year. You know, we've had a lot of good success. We've had a lot of success in DHS. We have been working with the Department of State. We've been working with the intelligence community. So it's been a great year. Our DHS business has really taken off with all the exposure we've gotten in the airports. You know, every single port of entry in the United States that uses facial recognition uses our technology on the back end.
Right.
So any face that crosses those borders using any device, whether it's our device or some other one of our competitors' devices, they must process that face through our software on the back end in a piece of in a stack called the Traveler Verification Service. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great year.
Fantastic.
Really great year.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me today at FedID, and I'm looking forward to our panel next week on the Fine Biometrics
Government
webinar.
Thank you, Peter.
Great.
Thank you very much.